Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
My name's William Michael Markert.
Okay, Mr. Markert, I gotta go ahead and do this. Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please just state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Yes, it's William Michael Markert, ADC number 127503.
Okay, Mr. Marquette, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Let me introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Neal. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your lead on the hearing, sir. Also with this representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole office is Mr. Turner, sir.
Okay.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, on that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself, Mr. Marquette?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I want to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number one, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after your release on or about January 26, 2018. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, then based on the admission of Mr. Markert, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or accompanied.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you, sir. Then we'll get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Okay. Mr. Market was released from ADC on 1-26-2018, and he was arrested 3-16 of 2018 by Phoenix PD for trespassing and on his ADC warrant. There was no new charges filed. He was returned to ADC custody on 3-16-2008 with an adjusted release date of 7-16-2018 with 49 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, count one is dangerous drug violation. He received 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 1997, aggravated driving DUI, 4 months. 2001, aggravated driving DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2009, burglary tool possession, 1 year. Same year, 2009, another count of burglary tool possession, 1 year. 2011, burglary tool possession, 2 years, 3 months. 2013, count one, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. This is his sixth term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3-3. Mental health score is 3. Substance abuse score is 3. There is no STG noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, he was a TIS release, completed 4 months. 2010, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2012, TIS release, absconded, arrested, and revoked by the Board of Executive Clemency. 2014, TIS release, completed 4 months. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs, disorderly conduct, and theft noted. He has a GB score of G4, B5.
Okay, so I see you were released on January 26th. When you were released, you were released homeless. So why didn't you report to your PO office? What happened?
It was Friday at 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was at the bus terminal inside Phoenix. There's no one there in Mesa. And I called, left a message on the machine. I can see you Monday. That was it. I got released on a Friday from Yuma and got to Central Phoenix at 6 o'clock.
Okay, so what happened the rest of the days? You were absconded for 49 days. Why didn't you reach back out?
I signed release paperwork to Tucson, not to Phoenix.
Okay.
There's no shelter in Mesa, and I had $18 in my pocket.
So where were you at for 49 days? What did you do?
I lived alongside the freeway.
All right.
Homeless. Well, I've got a game plan now for Tucson, and it just, Phoenix was out of the question.
So you didn't make any effort or anything after that to contact your PO or to make some arrangements to go to Tucson?
Yes, that's true.
All right. So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, prior to the board going into discussing as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing?
Yes. I'm working within the VA in securing a bed in their substance abuse program, and I've yet to get a letter back.
Okay.
So I'm making arrangements to stay at a hospitality with the Salvation Army. So I need the 30 or 40 days that I think I got 70 days left. I don't know. But right now I end up just having to go to a gospel rescue mission. But I definitely want something constructive on my half gone than what I did.
All right, sir. Well, the board's going to go into discussing, Mr. Marquardt. While the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to stay on the phone out and remain silent while the board's in discussion. During the,
okay.
That time, we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay?
All right.
Sounds as though Mr. Marquardt is trying to get himself together. Says he paroled from Yuma to Tucson and came to Phoenix and got left at the bus station, stranded, only had $18 in his pocket. He lived alongside the freeway for 49 days until he was apprehended, arrested. So he's currently working on trying to find some type of residential treatment that he could get himself into. However, he's still waiting on letters to come back from them. I think that if Mr. Marquardt says he's due to be released on July 16th of 2018, which is a couple of months, 3 months away, I think that if he just stays while he's there, continue to work with his CO3 and work on some programming while he's there and programming when he gets out, I think he'll be able to get out and have himself together, either go to Tucson or stay in Phoenix where he can be a productive citizen and not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. That's my feelings on it at this time. I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
Agree.
Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Marquardt, find that it was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, as he was an absconder for 49 days, and we have no idea what he was doing during that period of time for sure. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Marquardt?
Yes.
So the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 16th of 2018, sir. I hope you take the time that you have left in there to continue trying to work on a place, a program where you can go and stay and work on some rehabilitation and then get out and be a productive citizen. You will be released on July 16th of 2018. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Marquardt. I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You may have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll get the next guy.
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Sir, what is your name?
Jason Earl Britton.
Okay, sir. Mr. Quinones is going to conduct the hearing.